reign forever. Oh my, oh my soul, reign forever.
Oh my soul will sing
hallelujah.
This is my part right here.
You brought me over.
Yeah.
Oh my soul will sing.
Brought me over.
Oh
my soul will sing.
You brought me hallelujah.
One more time.
You brought me over.
Oh my soul.
You brought me
over.
Oh my
soul.
You brought me
over.
Oh my soul. Lift it up.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll sing.
Hallelujah.
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 I'll sing to you,
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you're holy, I'll sing.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you're worthy.
Somebody just shout hallelujah.
You're too big for error. You're too wise for mistakes. You are a mighty God, perfect in all your ways. You were here before my first breath, and you'll be here when nothing else is left. You are a mighty God, forever and always. Say
you're too big,
hey, forever.
Forever.
You're too wise.
You're too wise
for mistakes.
Yes,
you are mighty.
You are mighty.
Perfect in all your ways.
Perfect in all
hey,
your ways.
You were
here
before my first
breath.
And you'll be here, God.
You'll be here
when nothing else is left.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. You are welcome. We're going to have an exciting time tonight that I am sure about by the Holy Ghost. I'm hoping that a lot of us will come in on time. Most of us are still not here yet. All right, so, but we have to start. This is a very, very important. All right, I have an instruction from the Lord where the meeting is concerned. The truth is that, oh, glory to God. The truth is that what I'm about to talk about today, the Lord had quickened my heart about it for some time. I think for some weeks now. In fact, I had to tell my husband about it because I noticed that what God was talking to me about was affecting some other parts of our ministry, the ministry the Lord brought us in, the church and all, you know. So we that was the first place I talked about what the Lord had been talking to me about. But after a while, I noticed that the truth is that you need to hear it. And not just that you need to hear it, the word also is majorly for you. And this will span for, I don't know how long this is going to be, but this will span. And the word the Lord gave me was a scripture. He gave me a scripture. That was the word he gave me. So I'm going to start, you know, we're going to start praying, you know, and then I'm going to introduce formally what we're doing tonight. Is that okay with us? All right, so I'm going to share all that we're doing tonight and why it's very peculiar that you are here tonight. All right, and for those that don't find their way in to listen live, I would ensure that everybody gets to listen to this again. All right, this is very important, and then they will have to write their own. And of course, after this, you're also going to have your own assignment, you know, so you can't escape, okay? All right, so let's pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. An exciting time to be alive. Woo! Oh, glory, glory, glory. A great and exciting time to be alive. 1 Corinthians 14. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 14. Bible says something very peculiar. I'm going to take it from verse 2. Popular. Yeah, quite popular, you know, that everyone obviously would know what it's there. All right. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2 talks about, let me read some translations to you. I want you to hear something. Verse 2, World English Bible says, "For he who speaks in another language," 1 Corinthians 14 2. "For he who speaks in another language speaks not to men," meaning it's not man's business what he's saying, and he's actually not talking to man. So man would need to keep to his own understanding, and man would need to keep quiet because you are not talking to man. It says, "But to God." So meaning that if every time we speak in another language, and it's the language, is a divine language, all right, a divine language, we are talking to God and not to men, all right? Every time we speak in other tongues, every time we talk in the Holy Ghost, we are talking to God. So I need your confidence to rise on the fact that every time I speak in tongues, I talk to God. I do not talk to man, I talk to God. It's God I'm talking to. So man has no business in what I'm talking about. And that's the reason why you should cherish that aspect of your life, you know, where you have to talk in tongues regularly. Bible says here, "For no one understands, but in the spirit, he speaks mysteries," all right? In the spirit, he speaks great mysteries, mysteries that are hidden. Mysteries are things that are hidden. But when you talk in other tongues, you unveil, you uncover, the hiding things, you speak them out. Hallelujah. All right. So the Spirit of God now gives you interpretation to what you're saying, and then you're able to understand what you're also saying in your own understanding, all right? But it starts from the fact that you need to speak it out first. And one of the ways to speak it out is by talking in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's one of the ways to speak out every mystery. Now, our life is such a way that the way things are, it's like our lives are coded. We live in a coded life. All right. Why did I say that? I'm saying that because you are not of this world. So where you are from is coded. Hallelujah. So how do you uncode? It's by talking to God. It's by having the help of the Holy Ghost. And the help of the Holy Ghost also helps you in having to say the right things when you talk. And that's the talking in the divine language. Are you getting this? So the truth is that your relationship with the Holy Ghost is awesome. It's very important in this dispensation of your life. All right? Because everything that is coded with the help of the Holy Spirit, you begin to uncode. Hallelujah. You begin to know the mysteries behind things. Why? Because you talk more to the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost now begins to share with you secrets that no one knows about, because he wants you to walk in the truth and in the reality that is available for you. Another translation says, when someone speaks in tongue, no one understands a word that he says. Hallelujah. Because he's not speaking to people, but to God. Amen. So we don't speak to God. We don't speak in tongues to impress anybody. Yeah. You don't speak in tongues, and then the vocabulary you're speaking is amazing to you. So you are now using it to do shakara. That you are going to lose the reason for the gift that you have in the first place. The gift you have is so that you can talk to the Father. Hallelujah. The gift you have is so that you can fellowship in the Spirit. There's so much tongues does to our bodies. Maybe you don't know that. Yeah. Well, talking in tongues is not only spiritual. Talking in tongues impacts your spirit, soul, and body. It's something I would love to talk about, but obviously not tonight. All right? Let's look at another translation. Another translation says, that's the Amplified Bible Classic. It says, for one who speaks in an unknown tongue, speaks not to men. Listen, it says it's an unknown tongue. Every tongue is known by the culture. Now, what is tongue? Tongue is a language, okay? But the tongue we're talking about tonight is divine language, heavenly, all right? God ordained. So this is different. So it's an unknown, all right? It's unknown because it's divine, all right? It says here, unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to God. For no one understands or catches its meaning. Did you get that? It says no one understands him or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit, he utters the secret truth, hallelujah, and hidden things. That's what you do. You alter it. You alter whatever is secret. You alter whatever is hidden. You alter whatever is not obvious. You begin to order. You begin to alter it. All right, you alter it to an understanding. So tonight we're going to start. All right, we're going to talk in tongues. You know, we're going to talk in tongues. We're going to talk in tongues, altering secret truths and hidden things about our lives. Amen. Secret truths and hidden things. I want you to pray. As I open my mouth right now, I begin to speak out secret truths and hidden things about my life in the name of Jesus. I begin to speak them out. I begin to speak them out forever, for whatever level I am in, I declare in the name of Jesus that level is revealed to me. The wisdom I need in that phase of my life is revealed to me. That's the secret in there that we need to reveal, all right? We need to uncover. All right, so go ahead, talk in other tongues right now. Maraba sopredosha, le grenu sokra nama kradoso ketotonde, lambra kato labra ke soto le bronte, labra kibo kosoto lagadeisha, mandere bosha kaya ragado sakara gadenge, labra kata lagada sakara gadosa. In the name of Jesus, alama son tolenga do son tarabasum. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Ramba Sota. Welcome everyone that is just joining us. I believe you came in at the right time while I was still talking. I believe so. So go ahead, talk in other tongues right now. Talk in other tongues. Welcome, welcome. Rabba Sika Ragadesha Landariga Desa Kuso Paraka Dosota. Come on, go ahead, speak out those secret truths. The secret truths, the secret truths. Man, no, no, sir. Bible says it belongs to us and to our children. Hallelujah. Every secret thing, it belongs to us. So we speak them out in the Holy Ghost. We speak them out in the name of the Father. We speak them out by the help of the Holy Ghost. We speak it out right now in the name of Jesus. Rabba koso manda regedosa. Labra kibaka buko tonto libra neshe rakiba supradosu pargadasa landere barakadika dika dika ranta ta 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 lankashito yakaruso fantele bra mazu vrando lebra sukanta yaragadesha lekeri gade karagadasa makosa ragadosha migadosho. I speak out the secret truths about my business, about my life, about my family, about my destiny, about everything that concerns me. I speak every secret concerning it. I speak it out right now in the name of Jesus. I speak it out. Rabba kera gedosa. Landa rakadise krigadosa mandaregadosha aboroso kenabosa. Everything hidden to my physical eyes, I speak ora ba kerendo robosa. By the help of the Holy Ghost, I speak out the truth that I need, the truth that is workable for me right now. I speak those truths out right now in the name of Jesus. I speak it out. I speak it out. I have help. As I speak these things out in the Holy Ghost, I have help tonight. Rakiba shotoya ragadosa, ambaroso kada gadosa. I got help in the Holy Ghost. I've got help. I've got help. I've got help. Help tonight. Help. Rabashimbe regadosa. Ratatatatatata leke teke teke teke. Lanko suto labrakosa. Mandariga. I'm not alone. Imarama Kradoso. I'm not alone. Rameshen Toyaradosa. I've got help in the name of Jesus. Come on, I don't go around in circles. Mandareka, why? Things have been revealed to me. Things have been revealed to me. Every day there is a revelation to my life and destiny. I don't move around in circles. I don't wander in life. I don't make mistakes in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rakiba Karagadosa. Oh, Marosa. Mistakes are minimized in my life in the name of Jesus. I'm at the right place at the right time, doing the right things I ought to be doing in the name of Jesus, for myself and for the master. Arakiba Kuso Koroboso Tarabasopra in the Nashakayadosa. Oh, Maruso Mekelike Dike Rakadise. No, so come on, go ahead. Pray these things out in the Holy Ghost. Pray it out in the Holy Ghost. Say balamanto labakoso. Things that are hidden in my life. Ramoshikadosa. Oh, Barosa. I declare that I speak them out in the name of Jesus. So every day, Ramakoso Korobonta, I'm making progress. Every day there is progress attached to my destiny. Every day I'm closer to where God wants me to be. Every day, Harabasoko. Oh, Barosa, on the right track at all times. On the right track at all times. I'm not on my own track. I'm on the track of Jehovah. Ramanaka Rakadosa. Where he wants me to run, I run. Lema Ramiso Prondo Ragadosa. Where he wants me to stay, I stay. Rande Shita Yagadosa. What he wants me to be doing, I'm doing. In the name of Jesus. Ramoko Sukataya Rabasa. And then in
every other thing that is not Jehovah ordained in my destiny, I declare Akiba Kosokonto Labakonta, it gives way tonight. In the name of Jesus, it gives way tonight. And you and I, Ramoko Sukata Yakarusha Manosa, Omarusa, we declare in the name of Jesus, we refuse to cooperate anymore. In the name of Jesus, whether we are cooperating ignorantly, knowingly, unknowingly, whichever way, Karamoso, from tonight, I declare everything that stands in the way, Obarosa, between you and your destiny, Oranosha, that you cooperate with, Omanesa, Kayada Gadosa, I declare in the name of Jesus that there is a disconnect, Karoko Sukoto Yarabasha, in the name of Jesus, total disconnect between you and whatever it is, between you and whatever atmosphere it carries, between you, Karamashoto Yarabosa, La Karabakira Kosukoto Yakanesa, I cause a disconnect today in the name of Jesus. I declare Ramakosukora Bokantaya. Libanene, Limanamanta, Yako Sokota Yarabasha, Librikipa Krausu Sukadosa, Omanosa, whatever has blinded you that you not see, you're not seeing what the Lord is saying. I declare that the veil is pulled away from your very face tonight in the name of Jesus. You see better. Bible says, Padonoso Candere Gedosa, Lina Naka Rekadike Bikorosa Manderebosa, La Kosha Makorosa, that He may grant you, Kara Makuso Karabasa, clarity, Karabon Karoso, that He may grant you, Pano Shekira Bosa, Lena Nosa, that your eyes of understanding, Eke Yeke Yeka, Wokorosa is flooded with great light, so you see better in the name of Jesus. That's Ephesians chapter 1. Ramashataya lagadoso kura bantelegedosa. Oh, you see better. You see well in the name of Jesus. Omarosa, there is light in your path in the name of Jesus. Tonight, Obaroso Manesa, I declare that there is a call for you. A call for consecration. A call to reason out to the Father. A call to see what the Father is saying to you. Omarusha Kaya Ragadosa. I declare that you mature greatly in the Spirit day by day. There is maturity for you day by day. In the name of Jesus. Akarama Supranonosa. Lendedi, lendede, lendedinde, dedenga. Rakiba Karaba Karabos. Huso sonde lebosha nanda ragadese kira na koso mande legedose kaya legada karagada sesesa rashita yamba labuso, that you live for the Master. You live for the Master in this time and in this age, in the dispensation for your life and your destiny. You play your own part and you play it well in the name of Jesus. You play your own part and you play it well in the name of Jesus. The power of God, Akaroso Mekira Gadosa, Meko Shekira Gadesi Karoso, Zantaya Raboso Kira Matete, Libokusho Mokoso Karabasonte, Libranege Regedosa, Rakiba Kasotola Gasa Tayadasa. In the name of Jesus, the power of God runs through. Omaruso Mende Legedusha runs through. Karaba Karabasike Legedosa. Omananda Yagadasha. Yeke 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 deke. Yanda Rakadosa runs through. Eranosa, you live for the Master. You live for the Master. I live for the Master. What He says is what we do. In the name of Jesus. Aro sheke yeregedoka. Lakuto lokotoro bokoso. Aramamba robororororo. Enana karabasu pregoso. Rakisha taya la bala bala bala. Makuso manta ya la bashi regedegedegede. Lakoro boso kudoso togero bolo. Enderererere. Arabashi regedoso kura bakarabasa. Ne elelelele. Ah, Oh, glory to God. Marabosha. Oh, Raboso. Lendene. Oh, glory. Eh. Yeah. Gadaba. Ruship it is. Oh, glory to God. Yes. Eh, la ba. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, la ba. And then again, oh, Makaraba sote, Gedosa. Maro soto, la ba kinde, Gedosa. Andoro, Shelele. Oh, ba, Lekele boso koto yalabasha. Makarabason telebra superosha. Oh, Rabashi, oh, Lamana, Yadaba, Keregedo, Sakaya. Oh, glory to God. Glory. Ele, mama. Oh, for you alone. For you alone, oh God. For you alone. I'm relevant in my own dispensation. Relevant in my own generation. For you alone, oh God. For you alone. For you alone, oh God. For you alone, Jesus. Oh, come on, talking all of us. Talk. We live for the Master. However our comfortable it may be in our world, we live for the Master. Ramarosa, life in the Spirit, Yorabosa, the Gospel, makes all the difference in the world. Makes all the difference in the world. Makes all the difference in the world. In the life of the Spirit. You see differently. You see differently. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise tonight. We're still going to pray if we have time to. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Marabashi. We give him glory. We give him glory. Hallelujah. We give him glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We're going to go into the word now. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Enabosho, Tayarabasa. Oh, Rabashikarabosho. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All right. Awesome time right there. You know, just talking in the Holy Ghost. It's always refreshing. Always refreshing. All right. I need you to give me all the attention that you can give me tonight, as I would like to say something very peculiar. Like I told you earlier, the Lord had told me about this for a while, you know, and it wasn't anything not to have, you know, spoken it out or, you know, related with you. It wasn't anything at all. I just was looking for the right timing, you know, but I've gotten the word a while ago,
You know, and of course, there are so many things that have brooding, that have been brooding ever since then, you know, and it's going to get intense, okay? Again, it's going to get intense. All glory to God. It's going to get intense in the spirit. It's going to get intense with you. So you need to be ready. There are some things the Lord is doing right now, and he needs you in the agenda of things. You can't afford to be backward. You can't afford to be fleshy. You can't afford to live anyhow anymore. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't live a double standard life. You are either on the Lord's side or you're not. That has got to be cleared. All right? That has got to be what? Cleared. You are either on the Lord's side or you're not. You know, and I want to believe everyone on this platform, you're born again. And there's no reason for you to backslide. There's nowhere you're sliding to. There's nowhere. If you think you want to slide, if you slide anywhere else, you would regret sliding, because there's no better life. It might start off looking so good and all of that, but it always ends bad, really. It always ends in an evil report. And that's why it's just wise to stay with the Lord. And whatever it is, you are contented with what you have at the moment, because, it's going to get better. It just gets better for every one of us, you know. All right, the word. I'm sure you are eagerly waiting. The word is Proverbs 22. Hey, laba raba sonte like a dulce. Proverbs 22, verse 6. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Did you hear that? All right, let's look at it. Proverbs 22:6. I want to read from another translation. Let's see what it has to say in the different translations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Proverbs 22:6. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. So I'm just going to read, okay? I want you to listen, and then I'm going to tell you why this is what this is all about. All right. Now, train up your children right from wrong. Teach your children right from wrong. And when they are grown, they will still do right. Woo! Hallelujah. That's beautiful. It says, dedicate your children to God and point them in the way that they should go. All right? Did you notice that? It says, point them to the way that you should go. Not that you should, you know, influence their going. It says, point them. Show them. All right? Don't force them. Show them prayerfully. And values, and the values they have learned from you will be with them for life. And the values they have learned from you will be with them for life. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, a old man, a old woman, a matured girl, a matured boy, he will not depart from it. Another one says, train up a child in the way he should go, and in keeping with his individual gifts, and when he is old, he would not depart from it. All right. Another one says, train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he would not depart from it. Another one says, train up a child in the way he should go. Okay, that's still the same thing with what I just read now. It says, start a youth out on his way. Even when he grows old, he will not depart from it. Hallelujah. Wow. Exciting scriptures we just saw there. Okay, let's look at another book. I'm coming. Let me look at it and be sure that's what I want you to also look at tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You are good. You are good, and there is none like you. Thank you, Father. Okay, Ephesians 6, verse 4. I'd like you to look at it. I want to believe you're with your Bible. Ephesians 6, verse 4 says, "And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to rout or to what, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." I'm going to take that again. It says, "You parents, do not provoke your children to rout." Rout, whatever. To anger. "But bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." That's what the Bible says here. All right? Bring them up in the way of the Lord, basically. Bring them up in that place that they can find life in Christ Jesus. Bring them up. I'm going to read another one. Okay, 2 Timothy, verse 3. I want to read it from 2 Timothy chapter 3. I want to read it from verse 14. It says, "But you must continue." Look, listen to that. It says, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them." It says, "And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are the scriptures that I'm going to dwell on tonight as I speak to you by the help of the Holy Ghost. All right, the Lord gave me train up a child and asked me if that's what I'm doing. And I believed that's what I was doing until when the question came. You know, when the question comes to you and you believe that you are on the job, you need to check again. You know? And I had to check again. You know, and the Lord says to me, you would need to intensify your training with the people that you have decided to build up spiritually. And he says, by doing that tonight, you're going to have to go to the foundations. Hallelujah. The foundations of what it means to be a Christian, to believe, to have faith, all of those things that are that we say today, but we might not have the in-depth knowledge of what we're saying. Even tongues that we speak. It says every foundational topics, we need to revisit them again. It's part of the training. Because when a child is trained, just like we read it and you saw it, I mean, he won't depart. You won't find yourself in a strange environment and you want to live a double standard life. You won't be in another place and you will not represent Christ. Wherever you go, you will represent Christ because that's all that you know. That's the training that you have. So whether there's a pastor, there's a bishop, there's a mentor, there's an MREX, you understand what I'm saying? You have become what you have learned. Hallelujah. You have become what you are trained for. And you are ready to take the word to the next level. Because one of the things the Lord does with his trainings, with every one of us, including myself talking to you, is he trains us for something. There's always a reason for the training. An athlete doesn't just train, 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 and there's no opportunity or competition. There's always something that you are being trained for. So Bible now talks about training up a child that is being born, you know, training up that child in the way that it should go, meaning that you should, as you give birth to this child, you must give this child the training that will make the child mature in life. And these are spiritual trainings, all right, that gives birth to a maturity that makes the child, you know, become strong in life. Thereby, no matter what he or she faces, he already has the foundational knowledge of what he already has learned. So when he faces trials, temptations, and things like that in the course of life, Bible says that because you have trained him in the way that he should go, he would not depart from the training. Rather, he will judge the matter of his trial. He will judge the matter of his temptation. He will judge the matter of his environment. He will judge the matter of his predicament. He will judge the matter of his present situation according to God's word. That's what he would do. That's what she would do. She won't say, there's nobody cuckoo here. Let me just live anyhow. Let me just, you know, enjoy small worldly presentations. No. Anywhere he or she is, there's going to be an ardent, you know, a fierce, strong belief of what he or she, you know, Yoruba says things like, it is what the bird eats that the bird can fly with. All right, that's one of the proverbs that Yoruba people get to say, that it's what he eats, meaning that it's what you are full of that you would become, that you would, you know, you'll be able to you'll be able to manifest. If I'm full of the world, I will manifest the world. If I'm full of God's word, no matter how you press me, that is what will come out. Hallelujah. God's word will come out. It's like when you take a foam. All right, when you take a foam and it absorbs whatever liquid. If it is tea, it absorbs. When you press it, it is tea that will come out. If it is water, when you press it, it's water that will come out. If it is wine, when you press it, it is wine that will come out. Whatever you, it's absorbed and it's full of, it becomes heavy when you see the foam, you know. It will become heavy of that thing. It will even start dripping that thing. So you can see an element of, it's as if it is tea. It's as if it is water. Even before you press it. I'm just giving you an analogy. I want you to see something. I want you to see as I talk to you tonight. Don't just listen. I want you to see. Picture you as I speak to you tonight. The words that you know from the scriptures, the things that you have been taught, the books that you have read. Can I question you on those things? Are they a replica of what your life is right now? Are they the things that have doctoring your move, your speech, your behavior, all of those things? What are those things that are affecting your growth as a believer? Is this part of it? Is the training part of it? Is it affecting how you behave outside there? Is it affecting what you say? Is it affecting where you go? Is it affecting your belief system? What is it doing for you? You have been trained over the period of, I don't know when you got born again, but some of us got born again and we're not serious. And then eventually we became serious. And then in us being serious, we were lazy. And some of us, all those things happened. But the truth also at the long run is that we already had believed. We already had believed. So there is a training, child of God. There is a training on a way that we all should go. And the Lord says to me to tell you some of my foundation. All right. It's not, I might not be able to finish that tonight because I really would want you to brainstorm all by yourself and ask yourself, am I where I ought to be with the knowledge that I have about the things of the spirit that I know today? Hallelujah. Am I representing the assignment which God has given me? Am I stepping out the way He wants me to step out? Am I an ambassador of Christ wherever I am? Am I living a single life, a holy life, a preserved life by the Spirit of God, and I'm allowing myself to influence other lives? Or better still, I have withdrawn from the things of the Spirit and I have withdrawn into the things of the flesh. Where am I exactly? Where am I? We're gonna deal with this topic greatly by the help of the Holy Spirit. All right. Now, a lot of you don't know me, just like I don't know every one of you on the platform. But you would get to know a little bit about me tonight, because it's amazing that the Lord had to tell me to share this with you. And I'm doing that already. All right. Now, when I was in primary school, I'm going to start from primary school. That's the clearest I have of how I got into this. I can remember something before the primary school, or why in primary school. I noticed that when we were younger, I came from a polygamous family. Yeah, so when I was younger, I was in a public school, and then my mom rebelled, and she wanted all her children to be in a private school. She is till today a businesswoman. My father worked with Shell, company, an oil and gas company. In Lagos. So I grew up, with my parents, my mom and my dad, living together. Yes, it was a polygamous home, but my mom was the only woman in the house with other children from other women, in the house. Now, what I noticed is that, of course, my mom was a Celestia, she is still a Celestia, those that wear white garment, it's a white garment church, and then she happens to be the one in charge of children and some other responsibilities I don't know about right now, because I wasn't too interested in having to go to where she was going. So we had a neighbor that was going to Deeper Life. All right, so I noticed that every time they go, they come back with biscuits, sweets, and all kinds of things. So I was excited about that one, and then myself and my brother decided that we were not going to go to our mom's church, and then we wanted to go to our neighbor's church. And then she allowed us, so we always go. I think I got an encounter in Deeper Life, but I can't really tell you exactly what it was, because from Deeper Life, I found myself in another church, which happens to be the Catholic Church. Waka waka, Abi. So on getting to Catholic Church, I noticed something about me. I joined a group called the Charismatic Group. And then in Catholic Church, we don't speak in other tongues. And, there are so many things we don't do. We don't read the Bible. The verse of scripture that needs to be ministered for that Sunday or for that service is put on a bulletin. So not like you have the luxury of carrying Genesis to Revelation up and down. No, just that bulletin. So I'm sure that a lot of people don't even have a Bible, because there's always a bulletin that you come to church to come and pick. And once you pick it, it's the day's sermon, and that's just fine for you. And then we say the rosary. Yes, I learned how to say the rosary and some other things like that, as I grew. But along the line, I joined this charismatic group, and I noticed that they were tongue-talking people, Bible-carrying people. I was excited. I loved what I saw, and then I stayed with them. All right, so I grew there. I started growing at the charismatic. Yes, I was still a Catholic, but I started growing, at the charismatic base because of what I noticed that they were doing. I noticed the way they prayed, and I loved it. I noticed the way they praised, and I loved it. I noticed the way they do evangelism, and I love, so they were trained, for spirituality, and I loved that life, and I stayed with the charismatic, yet I was going to mass, you know, on Sundays and for the midweek services at the Catholic Church. But I never missed any of the charismatic meetings, because that was where I was getting, you know, some great nutrition that I didn't know what this journey was all about. Now, when I was in primary school, I started a group at primary school, and in that group, I taught them songs. Yeah, I didn't know so much of the word, you know, so I taught them songs from Ron Canellin. I don't know if any of you know Ron Canellin. That's that's one of the songwriter, singer, you know, that I fell in love with, you know, in primary school. Yeah, primary school. So I got this group together. We were just few, about five of us, you know. But I noticed that the group started growing. Why? Because every break time, when everybody is having to go play, myself and the group, we go to a corner, you know, for break time. Break time, I think, was about less than 30 minutes. I can't remember, you know, in primary school. So I go to a group, a place, a corner, and then me and these five people are thereabouts. I teach them songs, you know. So we sing those songs like we have a presentation, and then I did that for some time, you know. So I noticed that we were growing. So when I was in primary six. When I was in primary six, I think I started the group in primary five or thereabouts. So when I was in primary six, the school noticed us because we had grown. So mightily grew. We had grown. People loved the songs that I was teaching. They loved the fact that we could recite it without looking at any paper, and then we were dancing to it, rock and learning songs. Lift him up. His name be lifted higher. You know, those kind of songs, you know, the tracks were very beautiful, you know, and I taught the entire group, you know. So when I did that, you know, it was cool. Then when the school noticed that there was a group like that was always singing and all that, they took interest in us, and the school called me, and then I went primary school. I went to see the one in charge of music. Was the one that called us. He said that the principal noticed that we're singing, and the principal asked, the headmistress asked that he should call us and then we should sing. So we sang in school for the very first time. And after we sang, you know, as a group, they now told us that they want to help us sharpen better and all that. Little did I know, the school also wanted a choir. So they said singing, they were said teaching us they started teaching us French songs, Awusa songs, and all of those songs, you know, and all of those songs, you know. So and of course that was not the vision I had, you know. But after a while, they started wanting to control the group, you know. So some of the people started dropping out, and was hoping that I was going to call them back. But already we're already in premise six, and I think we were already leaving or something. I can't remember. So I didn't have the opportunity to hand over the group, because the school eventually took the group from me. And since I was young and I didn't have an advocate, I had a woman that was an advocate, but I think that period she had twins, so she lost the children or something like that. I can't remember, but there was death. Maybe she lost the two, or she lost one of the her twin. You know, so that happened, and then, of course, she was unable to stand up for us that period. So eventually, the church took the choir from me, and that was how that ended for me. I graduated from primary school and I went to secondary school. When I got into secondary school, I was elected as the president of Fellowship of Christian Students, you know, in my secondary school. And then I was there was an election that took place to pick the person that would, you know, take it again the next year, and I was, you know, elected again. My vote was the highest, and I came in again as a person. So of course, in secondary school, you know, when we get to primary five, they'll start preparing us for exams and all that. So in primary five again, so I said I started I became the president in JSS3. You know, so JSS3 to JS4, I was the person that was elected. JSS4 to JS5, I was the person that was elected. You know, I'm sorry, that was voted. It was a vote. It was a big thing. So it's, you get a vote for the president that you want for the FCS, and I was voted in. All right, so now for primary 5 to primary 6, you know, so they now said, okay, that we cannot vote, they cannot vote us in again, that they need to get a new person. Do you know that when they counted the votes, after they had told the entire people that they cannot vote me in again, I was still the one that won for primary 5 to primary 6. You know, so at this time, of course, the teachers came in and then they were like, okay, I should address the people myself, you know, and all that, and let them know that, okay, I'm going to elect someone. So that didn't carry a vote. That needed to be carried out by an election that I needed to do. And of course, with the favor of the people, you know, they agreed to the fact that I could elect someone that could now take over from me so that we can prepare for exams. All right, so that was my secondary school days. Now, I want you to know something. I really didn't have a life that I could say that I lived in the world. You know, maybe I partied, I had boyfriends, I fornicated, I stole. I really didn't have that, those kind of life, you know. Maybe I must have stolen, you know, when I was younger, stolen meat, you know, stolen someone's biro, all those things. I'm sure I would have done all of those things when I was younger. So, but that's not what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about when all of this happened to me, especially when I got into the charismatic setting. You know, okay, there was this day, a friend of mine, we live in an estate, you know, so a friend of mine, you know, felt that I was a boring person. And then she felt, I'm so boring. I don't go to parties. I don't do all that. And then she invited me, you know, to come for a particular party, you know. And then, of course, I felt, okay, it's not a bad idea. You know, that was my first, you know, and I went with her for a party. You know, getting to the party, of course, they were dancing seriously. And I had dance in my body. I just didn't know where to dance it. You know, so I danced. I danced so well. I danced so well. I even beat the lady that took me there. So you almost think that I've been a party person all along, but I just love to dance. I danced to beats. So I know, like, I knew those worldly songs they were singing, but I just danced to the beats. But after a while, I started learning some of the worldly songs, you know. And then from that party, let me tell you what happened. This testimony of my life, I always say it when I have the opportunity to minister, talking to youth especially. I danced in that party so much that I was noticed. In that party, they gave me an invitation for another party. So, you know, from that party, you know, I got another invitation, you know, to go to another party. So in that third party, something happened. You know, so when I was there, and I think they took the light or something, and then we were for fresh air after the dance. I was outside, and while I was outside, I just heard Sister Buki. Oh my God. Somebody in the charismatic group was passing, and she was passing through that area where the party was holding. And like I said, we're outside for fresh air. And that was how I was spotted. Do you know that Sister Buki was the one that knocked the party out of me? That was the last party I went to. Now, all the fact that all the while that I went for partying and all that, the three parties, I never drank. Nope, no alcohol, all of those things. I was still, you do understand, I still had some restraints, but I just wanted to express myself. I think childish expressions and all that. That's how I got myself into all that. You know, so after that Sister Buki experience, that was the last of it. And then I was, if you understand what I mean, I got home and I was crying. I cried. I didn't even have party clothes, so I always took my sister's clothes. So when I come back with all the sweat and everything, and I know that she's already around. So you know what I do? I fold it into her wardrobe like that, hoping that the next day I'll be able to pick it and go and wash it. You know, so some, I think that night, she even caught me or something like that, that I wore her clothes for the party I went for or something like that, you know. I didn't have the opportunity to wash it with the, all the sweat. Of course, she just noticed that there was something very damp amongst her clothes or something. And so, of course, she was bitter, she was angry and all that. And so, coupled with the way I was even already feeling like, the Lord has caught you today, you know, and all that. And that was it for me. That was it for me. That was the last worldly life that I think I ever lived. And then I go back into the church. And from that time, it's been one aspect of God's development over my life, you know, to another. I got into a relationship. I'm going to tell you about that. I got into a relationship, and in that relationship, I noticed that all the guy just wanted to do with me was he wanted to touch my body. He wanted to hold me. He wanted to kiss me. He wanted to all that. I was afraid of getting pregnant. That was it for me. I was afraid of getting disvirgined. I was afraid of, you know, all of those things. And after a while, I couldn't take it anymore. You know, I had to break the relationship. I broke the relationship myself. And the reason why I did that was because, number one, I knew that kissing and all of those things were wrong. I just told myself, I can't do this thing. Another thing was that I didn't want to, you know, get into anything that has to do with fornications and all of that. And I just, not like anybody was telling me not to or to, but one of the things I know that must have caused this level of depth of I must not give out my body, you know, and all of that, or must not allow people to touch me anyhow, was because in primary school, I got in contact with, was it primary school or secondary school? I think it was secondary school. I got in contact with Pastor Bimbo Dukoya's tapes. And I will listen to those tapes. Hey, single and married, I will listen to those tapes again and again and again and again and again. I loved the way Pastor Bimbo ministered. I admired her. I wanted to be like her. I just, you know, I crave for the way she presented herself, the way she dresses, the way she very beautiful woman, and the spoken words, the way she interprets scripture. Everything is going towards relationship. You know, so I loved it. I really did. I really did. You know, and this was some of the things that kept me going. So not like I had a mother or a father that was beating me, knocking me on my head, or asking me to go to church. And I didn't have any of those things. My family was free. You could do whatever you wanted to do. You know, so the influence of all these things also made me, you know, when I became FCS president in secondary school, then when I got home, I preached a message in school. Can you imagine? I always laugh at myself. I tell myself, the messages you preach, hope you did not derail the people that had small rev. You know, because of course, it's what I knew that I was preaching. You know, I was really on fire, you know, in secondary school. I had a group called, you know, Free. Yeah, that's true. I went to a school at Kogi State. I also went to school. I left from there and I went to another school at Kwara State. In Kwara State, I was told that there was so much demonic influences and all that. And I had a group, and the group was to pray, you know. Apart from the FCS group that I was a president in, I also now developed a group amongst the leaders. And then I told them, I said that this group is to pray for the land. So we prayed, we called that group free the school, free the land, sorry. So we called, the name of the school is Omuaro. So I call it Free Omuaro, you know, and then we prayed for the land. You know, it was in the bush we were praying. We're not praying in the hostels. We're not praying in the classes. We're praying inside, you know, some lockdown areas, you know, maybe a lab that had been abandoned or something. We'll just go there, and then we're praying and praying and praying. Let me tell you an experience of one of the things that happened when I was in secondary school. When I was in secondary school, there was this, I had a bunk, my room was a four bedded room, all right. So it was a bunk, two, both sides. You know, we had space for our lockers and things like that. You know, so there's I can't remember the name of the lady now, right now. You know, she was a younger lady, and then she was up the opposite bunk to my bunk. I want to tell this encounter, and I'm rounding up from there, from here. Now, this lady was possessed, and we didn't know. All right. Then I was already FCS president all this while. You know, so this lady was possessed, and she was in my room. I never knew. You know, so there was this day, you know, she was sick. You know, she wasn't sick. The first encounter I had with her was that normally when I tell her, go get water, she gets it. When I tell her, you know, there was this day, and I asked her, go get water. And I think she took the bucket and she never came back or something like that. I think she went to play or something. So by the time I went out to check, I saw my bucket. I didn't see the lady. Actually, I was looking for her or something. But eventually when I met her and I questioned her, the tone she used in talking to me, I told myself, man, you are rude. Little did I know that she was not the one talking. She wasn't the one talking. That was the first encounter I noticed that, why will you talk to me like that? You know, and all that, because she was very, very quiet. Very, you know, she was just there. So that day she came up with that voice and that boldness, and she said what she said. I felt, what? You know, so of course I didn't put my attention on her. You know, but there was this day she was sick. You know, and I wanted to pray for her. And you know, when you want to pray for someone, you're expecting the person to even, you know, be meek and all that. She became so hardened and so, you know, rebellious. And so I felt, what's going on with this girl? I didn't understand, you know. You know, so there was, I think during that, at the time she was sick, the sickness was now looking like a manifestation of a demonic appearance. But of course, in school, nobody knew that was what it was. Even myself, not like I knew on time. I didn't know on time, but I eventually got to know. You know, so in the room that day, you know, I noticed that she was behaving somehow and all that. And I had orange. This one that I did. Nobody taught me. I just noticed that I did it. You know, nobody taught me. It just came as an inspiration. You know, I noticed that she was behaving somehow and all that. I'd prayed for her. Her temperature was going down or something. I can't really remember very well. She was not feeling bad. She started behaving somehow on her bunk. And I felt, what is this? And I took the orange that I bought. You know, I had opened it into two. I took the orange that I bought. I spoke into the orange. I put the orange into her mouth. I pressed it and I began to squeeze the liquid from the orange, and I started praying. I stayed there praying. I stayed rebuking. You know, I did that forcefully on her, you know, and I released my hands, and she was calm. She was calm. And from that day, I told myself, something is wrong. Something is wrong. You know, so after that time, I noticed that she was now having confrontations with other senior students. You know, so of course they will beat her, you know, and then she will still talk boldly to them, you know. And then there was this day that something happened. I don't know, maybe a particular senior beat her so much she fainted, or I can't really remember. And when they rushed her to the sick bay in school, her eyes were closed. She was, you know, all that. By the time before she opened her eyes, she kept on calling, Senior Bukola, Senior Bukola, Senior Bukola. That was all she was calling, and she didn't open her eyes. So they had to go come and look for me. So by the time I got to the sick bay and I saw her, you know, I said, I'm here. She opened her eyes. That was the first time she was opening her eyes. And I spoke to her again. I spoke to her. I prayed with her. I spoke with her. You know, and of course, the other people that were there were like, what's going on? I also didn't know what was going on. But I just noticed that every time she sees me, she became calmer. She became sweeter, and then she was stronger. That was what I noticed. Another thing happened when I was in secondary school. No, university. Something happened when I was in. I want to quickly skip that. When I was in the university, in my corner, when you enter my corner and you stay in my corner, if you are not feeling fine, you will start feeling fine. In my corner, on my bed. My corner is angle 90. You know how hostel life is. So I stayed in an angle 90 corner. And in that angle 90 corner, all I had was my bunk facing the wall, because I decorated the place and all that. So if you leave your bed because you are sick and you come to my bed and you lie down, by the time you are getting up from my bed, you will be well. You will be well. Those were my encounters. Those are the things that And I didn't know on time. This is what happened. I didn't know on time. I had a school daughter, you know, that was in the room of some people that didn't like me. You know, I think eventually she crossed and then they brought her to my room. And then she was in my room. And even in my room, once I enter inside the room, everybody's quiet. If they were talking before, once I entered, they would just be quiet. I don't know what was going on, but I just, you know, all that was going on. So now there was this lady that was really not feeling fine. My school daughter was in the room that day, you know, and then my school daughter told the lady to go and sleep on my bed, that I won't see anything, you know. And then the lady was skeptical, but eventually my own school daughter went to my corner and then took the lady along with her. The lady was, I think they said she had been vomiting, she was having running temperature and things like that. So eventually she got to my corner and then, you know, she slept. So by the time I got to the room, the lady was sleeping on my bed. My school daughter had left or something like that. So, you know, so when I saw her, I didn't see anything, of course. Not like I was harsh or hard or something like that. I was even surprised that there was somebody that could leave their own box come and sleep on my bed. And by the time she saw me, she just staggered and she woke up. She so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. Now, I don't like, when I lay my bed, I always like it laid. So, imagine she got up. The first thing she did was she just lay in the bed. And she walked out. By the time she got to her own bunk, all our people just there saying, your body done well. You know, something like that. So, it was my school daughter that now told me what actually happened. And told me also that when she comes back from class and she comes back with headache, all she needed to do was to go to my corner and she'll be well. So I said, hearing testimonies of the fact that once you get into my corner, all is well with you. Child of God, I lived my life before today representing the Master. Not like I even knew all that I was doing, but I just knew that there was a better life in the Spirit. And I lived in that life. I opened my heart consciously to God. You know, it was as if that was all that mattered to me, because truly that was all that mattered to me. That I broke a relationship is not a big deal. That, you understand, there are so many things that were not so much of a big deal to me, because I wasn't living for those things. Those things, I wasn't even interested in them. I wasn't. If there was a prayer I prayed, I must have prayed relationship prayer at my younger age. Because I needed to lead a group of people, obviously. So I would have prayed relationship prayer over and over again so that one doesn't miss it in life and things like that, or get into the hands of someone that would tweak your destiny, and then eventually you're not able to function for the Lord. And I know I must have prayed all of those prayers, but I wasn't going after a boyfriend. I wasn't going after any other life except the life of the church. This was how I lived my life. Don't you think I wanted to have some fun as a young girl? I couldn't. I just didn't know why. I didn't know why. So today that I am who I am, of course, I had pastored for myself and my husband. I pastored my husband. Before I pastored my husband, I was already, there's a group called Fellowship of Ex-Student Christian Association. It's called FECA. You know, it's in different states in Nigeria. I happen to be the vice president of that particular group. You know, after a while in that charismatic group, I was also a leader there. You know, in the Catholic Church, I became the vice president of Sion. If you know Catholic, you know, all of those groups. I was always in a leadership position. I was always in one leadership position or the other all my life. I've never been a bench warmer. I was always doing something, but everything I did was for the church. I found joy just being in church. After a while, my parents got to know that, this girl will not read, so she won't pass JAMB, because I didn't pass JAMB once. So the second time I wanted to pass JAMB, they actually told me that I was no longer going to go to any fellowship, any church, anything anymore. That was a pain. I passed JAMB sharp, because I wanted to go back to church. And they meant it, because I was not going anywhere. I was home just to prepare for JAMB. Listen. Train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he grows up, he will not depart. There's going to be a part two to this story. But tonight, I'm going to end on this note. I want you to look at your own life. How has your journey been? How has your journey with the Lord been? Now, if it hasn't been good, or you haven't done well, or you have missed it here and there, don't beat yourself. It's not important. You are alive so that you can have a second chance to do something. I didn't have three heads. Neither did I have two. I just had one. And I was cut out for the Lord. I'm sure you heard the story. From primary school. And I had all my impacts, primary school, secondary school, university. I had all my impacts. I had things that were working, that were very tangible, that I can really say that God truly was with me. I saw them. I saw things happen. I believe in the course of this series that the Lord wants me to take with you, you will begin to hear more of these things. But God needed me to start off tonight by letting you see that you can't keep wasting time. There is work for you and I to do. Where you are, you can make an impact. Listen to me. It doesn't matter where you are. All right? In my family, like I told you, it's a polygamous home. So in my family, we were a football team. Do you know that I'm the seventh child of my family? Now, we have never had anything that has to do with money devotion. I started money devotion in my family, the seventh child. And I will call all my elder brothers and all my elder sisters. I will call them. A lot of us will gather together and we will pray. And we will start I started the morning devotion in my family. And I was still in secondary school. I wasn't in university then. So the truth is that no matter where you are, as long as the Spirit of God is moving in you, there will be things that He would want you to do. And once that level, see, let me say something to you. That we all live in a life where there are faces. There's a face and a timing attached to every face. If you miss that face, you have missed it forever. I cannot go back. Let's assume that God asked me to get the group together in primary school and I never did. And then I then got to secondary school and I started feeling like, I should have hope. Do you know that feeling of I should have, but I didn't? But thank God I did. So I don't have a backward feeling right now. But for some people, there are things that the Lord is asking you to do. That phase will soon pass. That phase will soon pass. You won't have the opportunity to go back and rework that phase again. Nika kakuto kototo. Lakratoso kotokasa. Now that you have the time, midusu parabasha kayaradosa. Wake up! Landeregedosa karagadosa manderegedosa. Wake up! Ribashot alika basu kenderegedosa. Rakabaso feliko shunta yagadosa. Wake up! Lima raba koso kolobosa. That face would soon pass. The kenderegedosa kayaradosa. Before the face passes, let it be said of you in heaven, thou good and faithful servant. You will not work in that office forever. While you are there, make an impact for Jesus. You will not be in that school forever. While you are there, make an impact for Jesus. You're a single child. You're a single person right now. You're not married. You are in the best place that you can work for the Father. That's the best place for. Thank God for me. I'm married, but look at me. I'm still doing the work of the Father. But the truth is, this time that you have, there's no children. There's nobody running up and down, pulling you up and down, making you feel like you need to give them all the time in the world, and you don't have any time for yourself. If you understand what I'm trying to talk about tonight, there's nobody looking for your attention. There's no husband pulling. There's no child. There's no. You don't understand. You are all by yourself. This is a good time for you to open up your heart and open all that you have for the Master. Because you will soon live the single life. Hey. Could you talk in other tongues this minute? Libarosha maka soferegedosa manderegedosa. Liba kabasha taya gediga da gadosa managa da gadosa. Lebroko sufada gadosa menderegedosha.
Lakashata yala bakara bakantelebosa librokuso fatata bakasoko to yananasa ribashata yala gadosa mandere gadosa karagadosa. The phrase that comes to me as I pray right now tonight, oh labosa mekara basota, that I may walk with you. Lima rabashoko to yara gadosa, that I may walk with you, Lord. Aramakere gedosu koto yabantele, that I may walk, oh rabashete. That I may be consecrated for you, that I may be useful for you, that whatever face you meet me, that I'm useful, I maximize, I make impact in that face, in the name of Jesus, because no face is forever. Make also, I make good use of every moment. Hey, I make good use. O barusha bakataya lakadoso, o baraketike leketuso kototo, li varusha makara bakarakadasa, o nanana kayada da 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 da, ranenoso, karaboso, kenderegoso, aigedeshe kila bakoso, anderebosa, kira nakarakadasa, zazaza legedosa, lebra ki pakasho koyando, leko soko tayarabakayando rebosa, onanosa, in the face that I am in, I maximize the season. Hallelujah. I maximize the season. Somebody needs to say it. I maximize my season in the name of Jesus. Whatever season we all are, listen to me, child of God. There is something the Lord expects you to do and be doing at this time. You must not miss the God that you serve. You must not miss the instructions. You don't have to be a pastor to make impact. All the stories I told you, there was none of it that I was a pastor before I started. I started and then the job met me and then they made me a pastor. It was what they saw that made them feel that I was capable. I had the capacity to do something. That means they met me doing something. Hallelujah. Limarama no koto yeba, I was doing something. Libarosha, I was being trained by the master. Kiranarosa, I gave attention to the things of the spirit. Libokotoya, I was spiritual in my little way. Rimanoso kedese, lantaya rabasha, I gave myself to spiritual things. Libokotoya, rabakoso kandarada. That's why sometimes I'm a bit harder with believers, because I'm asking myself, you know these things, why are you behaving like this? Rima kayanda yagorosa, there is what to do. Lemarosho, you are wasting time. Meko sokoto, you don't have that time. You don't have the luxuries. No barasha kadosa, to live another kind of life that is not the life of the master. You don't have that luxury. The time you have now, serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord in your youth. Serve the Lord. Lekaroso, now that you are young, serve the Lord. Be known for the things of the spirit. Libarosha, let the spirit begin to mature in you. After a while, there are things that you will do that will amaze you. Why? Because otijino, if you understand what I'm talking about, you have grown. You become stronger from within. Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go. There's a spirit training that you and I consistently would need. A spirit training. It doesn't matter where you are today. You need to rise up. You need to wake up. There's a clarion call for you and I to do more. We are not here to represent the enemy. We are here to represent Jesus. Meaning that everything you do, if it's not pointing to making another life better, stop it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Stop it. Anything you are doing, if it's not pointing to make somebody else's life better, stop it. And let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you to put a smile upon another person's face. Let the Lord use you. Let your life speak the gospel. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop here tonight. You know, and I hope we would be able to continue, whether next week or maybe before next week, I might call upon us and then we can finish. I don't know if we can finish this, but I mean, we have to start somewhere. And that's what we have done tonight. All right. So from tonight, I want you to pray for yourself. Spend time praying for yourself. Discover purpose. Discover who you are. I have known me. There had been a trend in my life. I had so much restraints to do so many things. Even the one I entered, see the way I came out. Hallelujah. God is merciful. God is counting on you and I to wake up in this season. So, Father, I want to thank you for tonight's ministration. I want to thank you for what you asked me to do. I'm already doing it. I ask that all that I have shared tonight will be a stronghold in the life of your children from tonight. I declare in the name of Jesus that they rise up to the opportunities that you have given them, that they maximize their own season, that the phase in which they are in, they do all that you want them to do. They do your heartbeat in the name of Jesus. I declare that in this season that you empower them, you strengthen them, you cause their eyes to be enlightened. Oh, Rakadosha, Mande Regadosa, you cause their steps, O Karosa, to be ordered in the name of Jesus. I declare, O Ranosa, Mentelebosa, that spiritual things matter. Hunger rises up in their spirit from tonight. Hunger for the things of the spirit. Hunger to live for the Father. Hunger to live the life that will be emulated. In the name of Jesus, I stand here, Manonoso Kadosa Manenosa, as one who is sent. And I declare in the name of Jesus that from tonight, Obarosha Kayadadosa, Nende Regedosa, there will be a rising up. There will be a rising up in your spirit. I declare your spirit will rise up. Oh, like Anasha Taregedesa, like a mighty giant. Liborokotoko Dokoto. You will become uncomfortable. Oh Radosa, you become restless. Edana Shataya Dagadosa. You will no longer do the things you used to do. Why? Because there's already more in the spirit, and you need to get into it. As you open your heart tonight, the Lord will teach you, the Lord will make you, the Lord will lift you, the Lord will increase you, the Lord will expand you, the Lord will cause your feet to meet the right persons, to meet the right place, to be in the right location, to do the things that He wants you to do in the name of Jesus. None of us will miss God in the name of Jesus. We will not miss the Father. We will not miss the Father in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise for tonight. And I declare tonight as open heavens for somebody here. Open heavens for every one of us here. In the name of Jesus, you maximize your season. For Jesus, you maximize today, tomorrow, next month, next 2 months, next 3 months, as we end this month together. Oh, Rakashata Yaragadosa Nanderebosa, you would end this month gloriously. In the name of Jesus, you will end this month, oh, Rarosa, with a heart, oh, Rabosa, ready for the work of the Master, with an empowerment as a soldier of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for a reawakening in the life of your children tonight. Thank you, Father, for the words that you minister to their hearts after now and even now. I declare that you minister to them wherever they are, in their different corners, in their different homes, in their different rooms, in their different places. From tonight, I declare that the anointing comes upon them strongly in the name of Jesus. Somebody, I perceive right now that somebody needs to pray. After now, you need to go and pray. I perceive also that somebody needs to rededicate yourself, you know, to the Master. You know, I also perceive in my spirit that somebody needs to begin to step out. You need to step out to the things that He has told you about, but you have not been able to do it for some time, you know, and for some reasons best known to you. All right. I perceive in my heart that this season is a strong awakening. You're going to wake up. Hallelujah. You're going to wake up. I love you. I always do. I always think about you, you know, and I always pray for you in my heart. And I know that every one of us is going to turn out great. We're going to turn out so well, so well, not just in this season, in life. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. All right, so we're ending this right now, like right now. Thank you so much for joining me. All right, so I'm going to give you an assignment, but I'm going to do that on the page and then also encourage us to listen to this again if you have to. Just to, you know, bring that consciousness to you all over again. All right. Thank you so much, love.
I really, really appreciate every one of us. And I want to believe that this is a new beginning for us. New beginning. New beginning. New beginning.